This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott with a story of celebrity circa 1860. News of the spectacular breakup between actress Ada Isaacs-Menken and the bare-knuckle boxing champ John Heenan splashed across the papers that year. Heenan accused his wife of bigamy. That was just one charge against the woman who was best known for bounding across the stage strapped to a horse in a skin-tight, flesh-colored costume. The so-called naked lady's fame continued when photos surfaced of her posing half-clad with author Alexandre Dumas. It was the Victorian version of the sex tape. Ada Menken smoked in public, was courted by Mark Twain and Dickens, stole headlines from Abe Lincoln's presidential campaign, was a pinup girl for Union and Confederate troops, defended homosexuals, and may well be the first American master at the art of exposure. Her storied life is the topic of a new book called A Dangerous Woman, The Lives, Loves, and Scandals of Ada Isaacs-Menken, America's Original Superstar, by Barbara and Michael Foster. And Michael Foster joins us now from the Argo Studios in New York City. Thanks so much for joining us, Michael.
Very, very welcome. I'm very happy to be here.
Quite a litany there, but just a slice of the short life of this woman who became Ada Isaacs-Menken. Even her birth name has been a matter of dispute. Tell us a little bit about her origins.
Well, actually, it's not so much a matter of dispute if you spend about 10 years researching her. She was born in New Orleans, Ada Bertha Theodore. Her mother was a woman of color. Her father was most likely Jewish. And Ada identified herself as Jewish and at one point was a disciple of Rabbi Wise, who began Reform Judaism in America. And she wrote articles defending Jewish rights and so forth. Later on, she became a defender of her gay friends. So she was very, very well ahead of her time in a lot of ways.
Well, having spent 10 years looking at her life, maybe you can judge for us. I mean, she was ambitious for a much bigger life from a very early age. Where do you think that spunk came from?
Oh, God knows. Where does it always come from? It's there. Mm-hmm. I can't even answer that for her or for myself. You have a tremendous resume. I don't know. So you can answer that as well as I. But Menken was always ambitious, for sure. By the way, she went through five husbands also at a time, Victorian, when it wasn't done. And behind Menken, though, the reason she could do this, she became huge on Broadway. She was the star of the Gold Rush in California and then London, Toast of London and Paris. The reason she could do all this was the infrastructure that arose around the time of the Civil War. Wars are horrible things, but they always lead to this kind of breakthrough, scientific or invention breakthrough, you know. And so what you had at that time was the camera, for one thing. You can't have celebrity and stardom without photographs. You had the two-penny newspapers, so anybody could afford one. So you could have a headline. You could have the sex scandal. And the sex scandal of the time was Ada and her boxing champion, John Heenan, mm-hmm. who had a big fight, back and forth in court and so on. Heenan, by the way, has gotten very popular lately. So this was the first power couple, really. And again, you had the cheap newspaper, you had photography, the Telegraph, which was the Twitter of its time. Mm-hmm. People use it as they use the Twitter now. You had the steamship, so you could sail to London, say. You had the railroad, so you could tour America. Now, Menken did all of this. She was so popular during the Civil War in the U.S. and around then they had to have advanced seating. Advanced seating in theaters was never done before. Mm-hmm. She was the original pinup on both sides. And another very interesting character, part of her life story, is she was torn between North and South. She was a child of the South, of New Orleans, and yet being partly colored, partly black, she certainly couldn't identify with the South. So she oscillated. And look, what are we facing right now but a divided nation? It's some of the issues of the Civil War have never been settled, and they are back to haunt us right now.
She is such a fascinating character, and as you're talking about, sort of revolutionary in many ways. But, you know, not famous just for being famous, as the saying goes. She was a tremendous actress, a writer, a poet, a painter. She became a trick rider and a terrific shot when she was growing up in Texas. But it is this association with famous men that sort of propelled her. You know, she had an early affair with Juan Zanier. Peña, the Cuban poet who was later shot as a revolutionary. You mentioned John Heenan,
yes.
Alexander Dumas. Now, do you think this was a calculation on her part? I mean, women didn't have power.
Yes, you
men
bet
did.
It was. No, sure it was to some degree calculated, although she really fell in love with Heenan before he became the world champ, and that was a tremendous disappointment. It was very typical that she had this tremendous career, you know, of fame and money. Another thing, she is the first star to really earn money, a percentage of the gate. But her love life was a disaster. Mm. I've just finished the biography of autobiography of Esther Williams. Tremendous, you know, hit and unique in the movies. Terrible love life.
The swimmer, Esther Williams.
Yes, of course. Swimmer and movie star.
Right.
It just seems to, you know, think of Liz Taylor, for example, or Marilyn Monroe, who really couldn't have existed without Mencken to begin with, the whole superstar idea. Think of their private lives. Disaster, you know? Mm. And it just seems to go along with the... That's the price you pay for the ride.
We're talking about the woman who was the progenitor of the Marilyn Monroes, Elizabeth Taylors, or Madonnas, Ada Isaacs Mencken. The woman credited as America's first celebrity, and her fame and her exploits reveal so much about the nation's character and desire in the Civil War era, and even foreshadow its preoccupation with fame today. Michael Foster is with us. He and his wife wrote a new biography of Mencken called A Dangerous Woman. So, you know, as you're talking about, she was the toast of London, Paris, California, inspiring Dickens. This is a woman who did not care about her reputation, or let's say seemed not to care. Was she a proto-feminist?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, she was a great friend, for example, of George Sand, the French mm-hmm. author, and certainly feminist. They used the telegraph as Twitter. Most of their correspondence is lost because it was done by telegraph back and forth in Paris. So another thing I wanted to bring out is she attracted the attention of really important men. She had a salon, and they all attended. Tennyson in England and, you know, even proper ones. And Mark Twain was very much attracted to her. He was a cub reporter in the gold rush in San Francisco, and he was both attracted and scared of her. And he wrote her up. If you don't mind, I'd like to read something
it's
about her.
Yes, please. Glittering description.
Yeah, her effect on San Francisco. This is Mark Twain when he was still Sam Clemens, a cub reporter. Quote, "A magnificent spectacle dazzled my vision. The whole constellation of the great Mencken came flaming out of the heavens and shed a glory abroad as it fell. I have used the term great Mencken because I regard it as a more modest expression than great bear." B-A-R-E.
Mm.
That, by the way, is the name of our website, The Great Bear. I couldn't resist the pun.
Well, we do have a link to that at our website, wordofmouthradio.org, so listeners can find more. But, you know, this is an interesting juncture because Mark Twain later, when he became Mark Twain and he was going to marry another woman, he kind of dogged Ada Mencken out in the press and in his writing. Now, this is something that there was a big turn here, and she does eventually die bereft and poor and taken advantage of.
Yep. Yeah, she died broke in a loft in Paris while a huge crowd formed trying to get into the theater to see her next show, which wouldn't happen. And Henry Longfellow was at her side writing a final love poem. My God, you couldn't invent such a thing.
I know, what a story. But I think about this and her story and today's celebrity fascination, you know, the reality TV stars, the idea of their... I think people sometimes like their fallibility. They love hearing about their love tragedies because they think, oh, it can happen to them too. What do you think it was? What was the appeal for the Victorian era for Ada Mencken?
Well, to some degree, it was the heroism, the fact that she broke the rules. You know, there was a good book called The Other Victorians at one point about all the people who broke the rules. And so the Victorians had always this secret underlying desire, unconscious desire to break the rules. And she did it, and she did it in public, and she did it splashed over the two-penny dailies and so forth. So it's not at all surprising that she was this huge hit then. But she's still a huge hit. For example, she's the only strong female character in the whole Sherlock Holmes canon. And she's Irene Adler in the movie Sherlock Holmes. and in Conan Doyle's writing. And she's a fabulous character, Irene Adler, modeled straight on Mencken.
All right, we have about a minute left, so let's leave her with a triumphant vision. Give us a picture of Ada Mencken strapped in a flesh-colored costume, galloping upon the stage, playing a man in a play called Mazeppa.
It was a role that only men had played. Mazeppa, princely role, heroic freedom fighter, and in the final thing, she is tied to a horse and she's going up a 4-story stage mountain. It had always been done with a dummy. Nobody dared. Well, she risked her life every time in this very scantily clad outfit. Ada Mencken equaled sex and danger combined in a show on stage. Of course, it was a sensation. It always is today, yesterday and today.
Michael Foster, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Michael and Barbara Foster are authors of the new book, A Dangerous Woman, The Lives, Loves, and Scandals of Ada Isaacs Mencken, America's Original Superstar. There's more in the book at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow our rather tame version of exhibitionism and submit your own on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Coming up, want to look more famous? Hire some personal paparazzi. Yep, people do it. Stay with us for that story and more.